deporting them. On Wall Street, the Dow losing 388 points, the NASDAQ off 234. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Well, more details are emerging about the Irondale man arrested this week for placing an explosive device at the Alabama Attorney General's office this past February. 26-year-old Kyle Calvert identifies himself as a pansexual anti-fascist with they-them pronouns. He considers law enforcement his adversaries. Acting U.S. Attorney Jonathan Ross says that stickers that were placed on buildings near where the explosive device was found were a clue that led to Calvert. Those stickers were for Antifa, which is a group that endorses and enacts extreme violence against police and authorities. Some of the slogans on those stickers said abolish private property and everything for everyone. Another one said never work and abolish ICE, which stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Calvert also complained on social media about his conservative family members and referred to Republicans as a-holes. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Rogersville man is behind bars and facing charges of rape that involved two juveniles. 21-year-old Colby Miller is facing multiple charges after an investigation was conducted in the summer of 2021. The rape and sexual assault claims came from two juveniles and were presented to the Morgan County District Attorney by way of the Morgan County DHR and Morgan County Child Advocacy Center. An Alabama lumber company is expanding its operations to Coosa County. Two Rivers Lumber Company in Demopolis will put its second sawmill facility in Kellyton. This will create 130 jobs that will focus on southern yellow pine. Construction of the new project is set to start this coming June. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program. program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Damming politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon here on a Friday. If we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live, but I am not alone today, folks. Not alone at all. First up, we have Eddie Bader. How you doing, Eddie?
Wonderful, Joey. How you doing, bro?
Doing all right. And we also have Craig Bonger. How you doing, Craig?
If I was having any more fun, it'd be a crime.
Ooh, a crime. Well, gentlemen, there's plenty to get to today. But I want to start with state stuff, because let's just do boring, basic business for a moment. They passed the general fund budget. $3.7 billion approved by the Senate, the largest ever general fund in the history of the state of Alabama.
Ooh. Yay.
Are we excited they did their most basic of jobs?
Yeah, I mean, they should do it first. They're supposed to do it first. They're supposed to do it really early, but they never do.
Right, and you've been down there, for folks who don't know, mm-hmm. you're down there pretty much every day there in session.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just about. Now, obviously, Caleb Taylor did the Senate roundup, because sure. he covers the Senate, I cover the House. The Senate is more boring, but more civilized.
True.
The House is just oodles of fun. And I'm sure we'll get to some of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, with this budget, like, why does the budget keep ballooning? Is it just inflation, I guess?
No, I mean, our revenue goes up year over year, and so then, obviously, our spending. I mean, God forbid that we cut taxes or anything like that.
But, right.
Perish the thought. That would be unacceptable. But yeah, so as our revenues go up, obviously our spending goes up, because that's how government works.
Well, and then we're looking at 2% cost of living adjustment for state employees. Yay!
Oh, yay. Good for them. What about us?
What? Right. Sorry. What about right. us?
Wait, yeah. What do you mean? Wait, are you about to start singing a song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started today. It's
Friday.
Get
into song. Look out.
And then projects in the general fund, supplemental budget, include $150 million to the Alabama Department of Corrections for new prison construction.
Just build that one.
Yeah, that's going to go up. No, yeah. Why do we play this game, by
good
the way?
Question.
It's like the first one, they were like, it's going to cost $500 million. And then it was like, oh, no, it's going to cost like $1.2
billion. For one.
Yeah. And now we're like, oh, we're going to do $150 million to this new prison construction. It's like, that's going to go up next year. And
but
then the year after
wait,
that.
There's more. $20 million to the Legislative Council for the construction of a parking deck for the new state house under construction. So I guess the RSA is not covering that part of it.
I guess not. Meanwhile, my chubby self is still going to have to walk from Crampton Bowl, I'm assuming.
Really?
Yeah, there's no park. Dude, you can't. There's nowhere to park.
See, I've been there early, so I get like a block away usually, yeah. And I hang out on Jeff Poor's show.
Yeah, but you can use a parking meter. Those
right.
are a two-hour limit.
I'm there all day. Now, $15 million to the State Industrial Development Authority for site development.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's probably fine. $5 million to the Department of Commerce to be used for pier repairs at the Port of Mobile.
Okay, well, at least that'll have pay some dividends as far as revenue is concerned.
Right, and if the pier is in disrepair, let's repair it.
Right.
$5 million for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Of this amount, $2.5 million will be used for the construction of Dovetail Landing to help veterans transition to civilian life. And another $2.5 million will be used for veterans recovery resources in Mobile.
Ask any veteran or employee of the VA if that's going to make a drop in the bucket.
Thank you.
Right, right. Well, but that's the general fund. I mean, that is just the basic that they've been doing. Now, there were some fireworks in the house yesterday. And so what was this all about, Craig? It was over a resolution. So what, even a binding resolution?
No. It's just a House resolution, which is essentially like a concurring agreement amongst the majority of lawmakers in the particular body. And so it really means nothing. It's worth as much as the ink that is printed on. And what it was just a general condemnation of the World Health Organization, the WHO, not the band, the health organization. And it went into some details about how they're in hoc to China, how they covered up sexual assault in the Congo, and essentially encouraging Congress to cut their funding and to oppose. There's a treaty that they're currently trying to work on. It's called, the Pandemic something. I wrote it, so I should know, but you'd be surprised how much I forget about what I write. and essentially was encouraging them to vote against that and to not do it. And it was all manners of hilarity ensued.
So the guy I'm about to play, I believe his name is State Rep Thomas Jackson.
He's
from Thomasville.
Which is funny.
And this is like the guy who sponsored this resolution. What happens there, folks who don't know, there are questions that all the other legislators can ask. I remember this from being in Youth Leg.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the sponsor, you have to stand at one podium, then people are able to take some time and ask you questions about your bill. And actually, it's a pretty engaging, I think, interesting process, but it leads to stuff like, well, this.
These conspiracy theories that going on about the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to say to all our listeners up there, if it had not been for the World Health Organization, more than 1 million people would have died in America.
Wait, hold on. Where is he getting that from?
I think the official number says that more than 1 million people did die.
Yeah, because we're really unhealthy.
Yes, immensely so.
Well, I don't remember off the top of my head, but the average comorbidity was like something like 4?
I think
4 or 5?
Yeah,
like you had all these different underlying conditions. So we have a lot of fat, diabetic, and not to mention all the other weird diseases that are going on in this country. And it cuts across a lot of populations, so... And how would the World Health Organization be the one that would save American lives?
Not hardly.
Yeah.
They'd be the last one to depend on.
Anyway, he goes on.
Because that man wants you to inject bleach, drink some Clorox, do some ultraviolet lights up your rectum. That's going to cure COVID.
I Googled my happy little tushy off yesterday trying to find what in God's name he was talking about, and I couldn't find it.
Well, I'd imagine there are some UV butt plugs around in the market for whatever reason.
I'm sure.
I haven't looked that up.
Me neither. I perish the thought. I wouldn't Google that.
Careful of the glass.
Yeah, you probably should be. Right, any sort of electronics in there.
The closest thing that I found was that Trump, in the same thing where he wasn't suggesting anyone do anything, he was talking to some health official, and he was just kind of talking off the cuff, and he talked about using UV lights because there was some evidence that sun exposure was good for preventing and
I asked the guys, is there any way you can get the light inside the body?
I think that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it did come out that the guy he's talking to did have a proposed thing where, yeah, you're using UV light, not just for COVID, but all sorts of viruses.
Yeah, and again, it's like he hilariously owned himself in that, because the whole discussion of UV light was relevant to the discussion about what was good and healthy for individuals in preventing the severity or even the spread of this virus, which included sunlight, and guidelines from people like the WHO and the CDC said, no, stay inside. Right. Turn into Nosferatu.
Right. And then, you know, people are still talking about how ivermectin's just horse dewormer. Well, right. I got news for you, Jamie Raskin.
I got worms.
And I need that stuff, all right? But it also seemed to really help with COVID. It got rid of a lot of the inflammatory aspects of the governor.
Yes, it did. I think it is undoubtable at this point that it certainly did not have a deleterious effect to the virus. Right. And in fact, it more than likely had a very positive effect to the virus. But
we can't be using off-brand proven medicines that have been administered to billions around the world. How are we going to make money off of that?
Because the time extent to where you can have a patent on it had gone away, and you can now do it generically.
Oh, no.
And this is, again, I am the largest critic of the pharmaceutical industry and its relationship with the government, and I am a firm believer in bro science. I believe that bro science will save the world. I believe that through and through. And so
you're saying my internet dad Huberman's right?
To a huge extent, he's right, because he talks about stuff and he's like, hey, we haven't done the studies on this because, by the way, the people that fund these studies are the people that make money off of them. So they don't do the studies on things. Can I go on a brief rant?
Sure, go.
Okay. Go, baby.
Craig Monger, folks.
So there is very recently, you're aware of peptides. Everyone's now talking about peptides. Yeah. Well, the biggest peptide in the market that's a huge moneymaker for the pharmaceutical industry is a peptide called completely different one. It's called semaglutide. Ozempic is what you probably know it as, and Wegovy, or however you pronounce it. That medicine, the weight loss medicine, that is a peptide. It's called a GLP-1 agonist, a glucagon-like peptide agonist. And the problem with that is so many compounding pharmacies, which are pharmacies that mix their own drugs, they're very popular these days. Compounding pharmacies were able to take semaglutide, because it's just a peptide, it's not something that you can put a stamp on, and they were turning around and selling it at a fraction of the price that you could get the name brands like Ozempic and Wegovy, or Wegovy, I can't even remember how you pronounce it. So what the big pharma did is they went and lobbied the Food and Drug Administration. And they said, well, you know, it would be too obvious if we said, hey, compounding pharmacies, you can no longer mix, synthesize, and sell semaglutide. So we go to the FDA and say, hey, compounding pharmacies, you are no longer allowed to distribute peptides at all. And therefore securing billions of dollars of income for the pharmaceutical industry. And the FDA said, yes, daddy, did what they did. Now, with not just semaglutide, but there's so many other helpful compounds, by the way. There's BPC-157, there's TB-500, there is, what's the other one? There's another one that bodybuilders use to get a tan for his shows, and it's actually developed in Utah as a way to prevent skin cancer, and nobody ever grabbed a hold of it because, guess what? Mm-hmm. Preventing skin cancer is not as lucrative as curing it or removing it or treating it. So they said, hey, these compounding pharmacies, you are now no longer allowed to synthesize any peptides whatsoever. So now if you want to get it, you have to go to what is known as, you have to either go and get specific peptides from Big Pharma, or you have to go to what is called, quote unquote, the gray market. It's not legal. It's not illegal. Right. It's for research purposes only, which is dangerous and stupid, and that's what Big Pharma has done. They put people in a position to where they either have to pay up to the big daddy, or they have to go and do something that's dangerous and stupid.
Yeah, there's more crony capitalism, and you see this in almost every industry in this nation. It's not shocking to hear you lay all that out. I did not know all the details of that. But
no, it's insane. This happened just a few months ago.
Right.
Because these weight loss drugs, these GLP-1 agonists, are such a huge moneymaker. A, because we're unhealthy, and B, because we're lazy, and so we want something that really helps us with hunger signaling. And it's the exact same thing that happened that started the opioid crisis, is the big pharma went and said to the FDA, do this, and they said, yes, daddy.
Right.
And did as they were bid, and they're going to screw over a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to be hurt, and they're going to be prevented from life-changing, life-altering, and life-saving medications because of the avarice of the big pharma.
It's just frustrating to see how I think we could pick housing. You could pick any industry, and you see all the different ways the elite are given special privileges. We've got a video, if we have time, coming up from Peter St. Ange, laying out how much the rich got richer during the COVID pandemic. Like, massively richer. Gap was ridiculous.
It was the largest private exchange of money in the history of the world between Big Pharma and the United States government.
And yet they convinced millions of people, well, I got a check to stay at home. What's the problem? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm worried. What we learned during the COVID regime, beyond just the big pharma and the disease itself and the origins of it, Rand Paul came out with great work on this week. It's more the way people can be manipulated through fear and suspicion of one another in order to lose their freedoms and their wealth.
Yeah.
It's amazing. If you look at it that way, it's remarkable what happened those last couple of years. Let's go to Charles the First. Is this Charles the First?
That's right.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I usually call Scott Beeson's show. This is my first time to call you guys.
Thank you.
I've heard of all of you a lot. I appreciate y'all a lot. I was just going to tell you the newest development. You can look it up. I'm not a doctor or anything, but they discovered that the Alzheimer's, the amyloid plaque buildup that they thought was the cause, was actually the body's immune system fighting something else. It was actually attempting to stop, and the main thing it was attempting to stop out was herpes simplex 2 affecting the brain. And here's another ivermectin-like point here. Herpes simplex 2 is easily taken care of by lysine, the amino acid lysine, which can just be taken, you know, from the health food store, Walmart, or anything, and it prevents it. Do you get me? There would be no need for amyloid plaque buildup.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're just now talking about it, and they're just saying, oh, we've got to research it. But you can easily see that if you take lysine, you don't get herpes simplex 2 to a huge majority of the time. And, you know, I just wanted everybody to know that, and I wanted you to be aware of, you know, you can research it yourself. But that's very important because it can harm... very little harm could possibly be, unless you were allergic to lysine or something, from, you know, being able to protect your elderly persons that haven't yet got Alzheimer's, because I don't think you can make it go backwards in time. But that's another, they're not going to say take lysine. They're going to develop something that's similar to try to make you pay a lot of money. But I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate you letting me. Let me say all that.
Well, thank you, Charles. Yeah, call again. Please
do. For sure. It's also, it's not just lysine. It's also glutamine has a huge effect. That they've really moved away from the amyloid plaque buildup theory of Alzheimer's disease, and that, because that's what it was, and that's why there's not been much effective treatment. But essentially, amino acids are go ahead.
Have you seen this trend of, it's, they're now describing Alzheimer's might be, they're calling it type 3 diabetes in some countries now?
Well, yeah, and I think this is relevant because, again, lysine is an essential amino acid. There's a difference between, like, you know, you can go to a health food store and get a branch chain or an EAA, an essential amino acid. I think it's hilarious, though, complete proteins, which have all your essential amino acids, is found almost exclusively in animals, in meat.
Okay.
That's how you get essential amino acids. So here's a question. Why do you think that most societies have just sort of developed, that don't have a lot of meat, why do you think they've developed a diet of rice and beans? Why is it those two things that go exclusively together?
I have no clue. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Okay. Well, because
they're dense,
rice
so calorie
has,
dense?
No, rice is full of protein.
Oh.
So are beans. Neither of them are complete. They don't have the complete chain of essential amino acids. If you put them together, you do. You have a complete essential amino acid chain. So the societies that didn't have access to complete proteins, they died, because that's why they're essential. If you don't have essential amino acids, you die.
So if I eat a bunch of rice and beans from Taco Bell, I'm going to be doing pretty well?
Sort of, but also the type 3 diabetes thing that you're talking about, insulin resistance is a huge problem for just health in general. And most people think wrongly that you get insulin resistant by overconsuming sugar. That's not quite true, because in laboratory rats, when they want to induce insulin resistance in laboratory rats for the purpose of testing, they don't overfeed them sugar, they overfeed them fat. So we have a society that is overconsuming fat, that is discouraged from eating meat because we're just in crazy world.
Well,
because
cows fart.
Yeah, because cows fart.
Yeah. Well, they do fart.
Yeah. And right. I'm not saying fats are the devil, but this processed vegan, vegetarian garbage replacement food isn't the source either. So we have a society that drastically undereats protein.
Yeah,
drastically.
And, and also you've got folks eating like highly processed stuff that has a lot of fat and sugar.
That's the problem right there, because if you kind of have a balanced You know, the optimal diet, in my opinion, is high protein, high carbohydrate, moderate fat. Mm-hmm. Because you need a certain amount, typically 0.3 grams per pound, in order to have proper sex hormone function, as far as fats are concerned. And obviously, you need essential fatty acids to live. Those are the only two things that you need to live. There's no such thing as an essential carb. Even though your body does need carbs, it needs the glycogen. That's why if you have no carbs, it will take the proteins, break down the amino acids through a process called glyconeogenesis or gluconeogenesis, and it will turn the amino acids into glucose.
Okay.
So that's why when they talk about a balanced diet, they don't mean eating a lot of stuff. They mean eating a sufficient amount of each macronutrient.
Balance of the macros.
Correct. Yeah. So I think the type 3 diabetes argument is very fascinating, because when I look at people, the biggest problem that I see that leads to their health, and you can look at the scientific literature on this, is it's thorough, that insulin resistance, which also causes excessive adipose tissue or excessive fatness, that is a number one indicator for all-cause mortality across the board.
Now, and I just want to thank you for all that. I just want folks to know who are out there just listening, and you can join the live stream to prove what I'm saying. Craig ain't some like big fat guy who's just giving you all this advice. No, you used to be one, right?
Yeah, I used to be.
Right, I used to be chubby, like myself and Eddie here. But no, look at him. Just look at the live stream, folks.
Look at that jawline.
Wait, where's the camera?
Okay, well, I'll give you the full screen. Craig Mott. Okay, that's ridiculous, dude. Okay, put that away. You're staring at me now.
Hello.
Like, daggum. So yeah, let's just say you're an enthusiast about this.
Yes, I am.
Are we comparing muscles? Can we compare stomach muscles? Because I got a pretty good stomach muscle.
No.
Sure?
No, I don't want to go down that road. No,
actually, here's the problem.
Modesty
at it. I do have a great set of abs right now.
Oh.
But the problem is that because I've ballooned up to about 300 pounds 3 years ago, I have this loose skin that is the bane of my existence. It's just there all the time. And nothing you can really do about it. So, but you know what?
I got idea.
Yes.
Put the weight back on and pack back up.
Well, see, that's the thing is, you got to pay the piper. I ate like a jackass for so many years, and you know, this is the price I have to pay.
Look at you now.
Yeah, dude.
Fine specimen.
I got 9 more weeks on my diet, so I'm hungry all the time.
Oh. Would you even call them captivating?
A little more hair.
Eddie reserves that for certain elected officials. We have to hit this break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you out with that roof of yours. And they love to educate their customers. Now, Eddie, you've worked with them many a time, right?
Several times. They've educated me quite a bit. I bought a couple houses and always had them come out and do the roof inspection for me. You know why? It's accurate. It's free.
Wow.
And if there's an insurance involved, they work with the insurance company for me. And they've done that several times. But one of the most interesting thing is some of the things they find in the roof. Sometimes, you know, things you don't think about, people, you know, frisbees and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also occasionally find a stick that fell through, in a storm, and it's sticking through your roof. You know, you don't see it.
Yeah, you might have even noticed it.
No, and it's a small enough drip that you don't really see it in the rain because it kind of dissipates in the attic. But, dude, you're going to have a problem there. So at least every couple of years, get somebody out. Climb on your roof. Get it inspected. It's free.
Again, folks, free inspections, free estimates, accurate estimates, insurance specialists. They do it all there at River Region Contracting. Yeah. There's a reason folks refer to them as the premier roofing contractor here in the River Region. Call Todd Clark and his team today at 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to also let them know that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. We'll be right back after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0774, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA00214, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Studio. And if you want to join the show, the number's 272-9228. That's 272-9228. That's the number Bob dialed. Hey, Bob. Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I saw this week one of the most disturbing present-day videos I have ever seen. It blew my mind. I thought I was looking back at Hitler and those SS movies about what they were doing to the Jews. What it was, they were filming a Ukraine worship service in a little church, and in walks the largest soldier I have ever seen. He looked like he was twice as tall as any of the members in the worship service. And he came up there and he says, "You can't do this. Stop. You know, I'm going to take you downstairs and I'm going to check all your IDs." And they mentioned that they've recently killed 20-something pastors over there and burned their churches. I mean, this was unbelievable to see that guy walk right in the middle of that service, huge, like an SS soldier, gigantic man. And I'm thinking, man, this is just really crazy what's going on in our world today.
Well, and Tucker Carlson's been making the point. It seems, even if it's not the intention of American foreign policy, Christians seem to end up dead all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be that Christians need to re-examine, and Craig, you could correct me on this, or anybody out there listening, that re-examine, I don't think any government is necessarily your friend as much as you might actually obey them and respect their authority and their laws. Don't wrap your identity up in it too much, in my humble opinion.
You mean in the state identity?
Right.
Absolutely. Agreed. Well, that's what the Crusades were, by the way. There was no national... what nation was responsible for the Crusades? I'll wait. There was none.
The Holy Roman Empire.
Exactly. And that expanded way past Britain, past Rome. Yeah. It was an identity that transcended nationality.
Well, I heard it. A few months back, I heard a Christian pastor, missionary type fellow, talking to another pastor from an Afghanistan company. And he said, I'm sad and I'm happy. He said, well, what are you happy about? He said, well, we had 20-something converts 2 weeks ago to Christianity, and they were killed about 2 weeks after their conversion. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all over the world, there are terrible things happening that, you know, just don't make the news. They're not newsworthy. But y'all keep doing what you're doing. Have a great day. Enjoy the sun, and I'll talk to you later, hopefully.
I appreciate it, Bob.
See you, Bob.
Happy Friday, everybody. And before we could go, there's so much in the news.
Yeah.
And we'll go down rabbit holes if we end up going to international stuff and national stuff. I want to stick to Alabama for just a little bit longer.
Right.
Because it's stuff that makes you go, really, we have to do this? Is this really what it's come to? You wrote this up.
Yeah.
Alabama House passes legislation to codify male-female definitions in state law. So, before I even read any of it, what's the point of this? Why is this necessary?
Well, the point is to, because we've seen nationally and obviously statewide, we've seen the definition of man and woman be very, very malleable to the point of being irrelevant.
Hmm.
This bill allowed for definitions of man, woman, you know, boy, girl, male, female, to be defined under Alabama code. So, and it still allows for alternative gender identity, but it allows specifically, or it compels certain sex-only spaces to remain that way. And so, like, if someone has a policy that says this is man only, this is woman only, you can't have a trans woman, for instance, go into a male space, or a trans woman go into a female space, because those definitions are now codified into law. Of course, it still has to go through the Senate, so it's not law yet, but that's what the bill seeks to do.
Well, and there is a rare moment of, because I've seen this rep, Neil Rafferty, I believe, is the only openly gay member of the Alabama.
The only openly one, yes.
Yeah, emphasis on openly. And I'm fine. You want to be closeted, live your life that way.
I'm a deeply closeted Norm MacDonald.
I love Norm. It's one of my favorite Norm jokes. But Rafferty offered an amendment that would strengthen protections for gender and sex-based discrimination based on the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. The amendment passed without a single no vote. It was unanimous.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a few abstentions.
Oh, okay.
There was a few abstentions and a few people that I don't think were there to vote on their machines. But it was sort of a gratuitous amendment, to be perfectly honest with you, because the federal law would supersede that in any case if it were ever to go to the litigious route. But funnily enough, Rafferty voted against the bill anyway. So
Even after getting his amendment.
He had to.
Right.
He had no choice. The only, let me see, what was...
Didn't Stadhagen offer an amendment?
He did, and it was supposed to be a space camp amendment, even though he wouldn't say space camp because he's so polite. But the problem is, I don't know if it was haphazardly assembled, or if it was last minute, or if there was maybe it was strategic. I don't know. But he dropped it, and then he said that it could affect something with universities, and so he pulled and said he would probably plug it in the Senate. So we'll probably see it come up again in the Senate.
Now, we covered this as it broke yesterday. I continued on. You can go to 1819news.com, folks, if you want to read some of this stuff for yourself. But they found the guy who essentially planted this nasty, nasty, dirty bomb right outside the Attorney General's office. And by nasty, if I can pull this up, pretty quickly. The device was a coffee container-like vessel that contained insulation material soaked in gasoline. Would you call that some redneck napalm right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or lighter fluid substance, a mortar, firecrackers, and nails. Thank God nobody was next to that thing.
Yeah.
The device was detonated and no one was injured after authorities discovered it, after a suspicious package being reported in the area. If somebody was next to that thing, that could have maimed somebody for life or killed them.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? You're dealing with a lot of projectiles. Mm.
But, you know, you see the image of this guy, and you said, Craig, you actually got into watching the TikTok videos he was putting out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he seems just, like the way we put it yesterday, what a troubled, lost soul. Mm-hmm.
Very, very much so. There are people in this world who you will see them and you think, scumbag. Just awful person.
Right.
Like animal. You deserve to be put down like a rabid animal. You are just the worst possible scum in human society. This young lad is not that.
Right.
This is someone for whom social media, society, the internet, whatever, has failed him so tremendously to the point where I wish there was someone to hold accountable other than him. Because the boy is just disturbed.
Yeah.
He's just lost. And as someone who had my own period of wandering in the desert for 40 years, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
I'm immensely sympathetic to someone who is lost in the prison of their own mind and know what a dark place that can be. I just wish he had someone who could have helped him. I wish he had someone who could have talked to him. I wish he could have found some other purpose in life. But when you watch his TikToks and you watch his social media, he saw himself as the being of higher intelligence, of the being of higher purpose, because as beneficial as the internet is, it also allows people who are deeply lost to feel like they have a home somewhere. And unfortunately, he allowed the noise in his own head to, even if it was some haphazard, lazy, stupid attempt. Yeah. It wasn't well assembled. Well,
and, you know, I'm certainly one personally who's entertained radical ideas. Mm-hmm. Heck, I've even talked to the Attorney General of this great state about some of those.
Yeah.
But there's somebody who gives into that sort of just violent mayhem that it's not even rational at a certain point. It's one thing to say, I think the government's losing its legitimacy. You're not following the Constitution, or you're not living up to certain moral standards. I think if you think it through, we can prove it by reason and other means. But to then say, okay, I disagree with the way society's going, and so I'm going to lay a dirty bomb next to the Attorney General's office, and I don't care who gets hurt.
Right.
You've gone to a different place. And it's interesting, too, because I'm not usually one to play this game, but what if this was, say, some, like, neo-Confederate or some neo-Nazi or, like, some right-winger the SPLC could classify? Like, oh, we were tracking them. Don't you think this would be national news?
Of course it would. And, and even to see what the state media has done with it, the level of irresponsibility should be criminal. The way that they reported it, especially as opposed to the way that they've reported the situation with the gentleman who murdered the gentleman with a hammer, the other guy, he's been going to process, and he had some slight GOP connection. And when you read the headlines, it's GOP staffer, GOP this or GOP that. Meanwhile, this gentleman plants a bomb outside of the Attorney General's office.
And then listen to us, though. We just said we feel what a lost soul.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't look at what that guy and go, damn you, SPLC, by any means. So it's just, it's weird how the standards work differently in media.
I think damn you someone. Like,
no,
I just wish I could figure out who it was. It's too omnibus at this point to put a finger on.
No, and I mean, it gets back to conversations we have every Friday. Let's not monopolize too much another Friday, but I think we are still dealing with a shattering of the faith that brought up this civilization. And I very much take, say, somebody like Nietzsche very seriously.
No.
About when he said God is dead and we have killed them, that you're getting all these weird reflections on what used to be the church, which was never perfect. There was always give and take in terms of the actual established churches and authorities here on earth. But something has gone deeply wrong, and I don't want to just talk it up, oh, the devil made him do it, but some demon had a hold of that guy, easily had a hold of him.
Yeah.
And it's sad, and I don't think the kid's alone.
No, he's
there
not.
There are a lot of people who are, for lack of a better word, possessed. I don't necessarily mean that literally, but I think it's the best word to use at this moment.
I do. I seriously do. There is a, even if it's not like some Rosemary's Child version of it, there has been a spirit of darkness that has filled the void that is left with the sort of lack of the Christian faith, or the exodus of Christianity from Western society. Something's filled that void, and I don't think it's a good thing.
Well, and it also, it was always there. Like, the spirit of, say, Cain has always been there, but there was a way to help understand and make sense of that. Where, like, I was seeing some, I won't even play the clip, but it was some lady on CNN yesterday who was talking about how black folks were feeling like, you know, when OJ killed white people, that's where, like, yeah, it's like revenge. She didn't use that word, but that's what she meant. Revenge for the 400 years of oppression. And I'm like, can we expand this beyond just a given race and time period? Like, I thought we shared the good book. So, and that's like one of the first stories in that book. Like, it's a pretty early on that we start seeing this. Now, before we hit another break, I feel behooved to read somebody else's op-ed because it's short. And it has to do with a local resident here in Montgomery, who is a very public figure, though. The local resident is Senator Katie Britt. And there's a fellow named Kip. His full name's Charles Kipling. Mm-hmm. Or not Kipling. He wishes. Charles Kiplinger. Yeah, he wishes it was Kipling.
Yeah.
Charles Kiplinger. An open letter to Senator Katie Britt. So you ready, Eddie?
I'm ready.
You ready, Craig?
Yep.
Dear Senator Katie Britt, on behalf of the North Central Alabama Republican Assembly, I must say we are extremely disappointed in you for voting yes on the recent spending bill. Of our 8 Republican elected officials in Washington, D.C., you were the only one who failed to consider the values of Alabama citizens and voted for spending that, number one, we as a country cannot afford. This legislation drives the national debt deeper into the abyss. We are seeing a $1 trillion increase in the national debt every 100 days. Number two, fails to meet the needs of this country in critical areas of national security, especially on the border. We are overwhelmed by illegal immigrants entering the country, thousands from countries who want nothing more than to see the demise of the United States, and many who have been identified as terrorists. However, the American taxpayer did provide funding to other countries to shore up their borders. Number three, provided funding for programs that go against the moral fiber of the majority of Alabamians. If you had halfway paid attention to some of the legislative issues occurring in Alabama, you would see this. Some of the programs included $850,000 for a gay senior home. I'm not even sure what that means. $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuition. $400,000 for a gay activist group to teach elementary kids about being trans. $500,000 for a DEI zoo. Again, which I don't know what that means. An anti-racist nature appreciation program. $400,000 for a group to give clothes to teens to help them hide their gender. According to the House Freedom Caucus, the bill also provided $650,000 for Dartmouth-Hitchcock Nashua in New Hampshire, which, according to its website, quote, routinely provides both medication and procedural abortion care up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. $400,000 for the Garden State Equality Education Fund in Jersey, which helps minors transition. $156,000 for the Hartford Gay and Lesbian Health Collective in Connecticut. $850,000 for LGBTQ senior housing in Massachusetts as part of an LGBTQ-only senior community in Boston. Well, that explains my earlier question. And $2 million for La Clinica del Val Health Center Care in Oregon to conduct gender-affirming hormone therapy for adults and adolescents. I want to close this letter on a positive note, but I can find no way to do so. We implore you to reconsider your stance in future legislative matters, keeping in mind the concerns and values of the constituents you represent. As a community, we will continue to monitor your voting record closely and engage in constructive dialogue to ensure that our voices are heard. It is our sincere hope that you will prioritize the needs and values of Alabama residents in your future decisions. Thank you for your attention to these important matters. Now, that's from Charles Kiplinger, Vice President of the North Central Alabama Republican Assembly. Ever been to a assembly meeting, anybody? Well, are we anywhere near there?
No, well, I mean, one or two, depending on who's speaking. I'll go if, like, some fancy person's talking at it, like a Republican
thing. Oh, okay, right, fancy person.
Yeah, fancy person.
Right. I think I've went to one of those in the Montgomery area, and it was Cliff Sims.
Mm.
And honestly, I don't have a bad thing to say about Cliff necessarily, but it was like, man, what's this young guy? Wait, he actually has initiative? Damn, I need to get some of that. Nah, let's just relax and watch a movie tonight. But no, it took me back reading this to college. And debates over, when you vote for somebody, do you want them to be a trustee, or do you want them to essentially, like, constantly be in touch with the folks back home, and you vote how we say so?
Depends. Like, right now, I kind of want them to vote the way I say so.
Right.
We're not in a good place where I can trust them just to take care of business no more.
Right, but I could play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
That when you're talking about how many trillions of dollars and you're sitting there negotiating over things on appropriations, a lot of different things come up when the trustees meet with one another, so to speak.
I agree. But I ought to be able to opt out of that. This money that they're talking about. This is my money, your money, Craig's money.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to opt out of that BS.
Right.
And my person is up there to make sure that I opt out of that.
And again, Senator Britt was the only one of the Republicans of the Alabama delegation to go along with this. So I appreciate Mr. Kiplinger writing that up. And I thought it appropriate to read here in Senator Britt's hometown. How about this? Let's hit a break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area.
MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am not alone today. Both Eddie Bader and Craig Monger here in the studio. And an amazingly shocking, like, do you think you could be shocked by the national debt any more than we already are? Like, we're used to it now, yeah. Are we? Well, here's this prediction. America will be left with severe, irreversible scars if national debt goes unchecked. Now, a blockbuster report warns the bill is higher than believed, hitting $141 trillion by 2054. Now, anytime you project that far out, I think your projections have more error built in. Sure. But let's read this. The national debt is becoming the thorn in the side of the American economy that nobody wants to extract, and it will continue to cause damage, sending the U.S. into financial crisis in 10 years of stagnation. That is increasingly the opinion of a growing number of experts who are sounding the alarm over the pace at which the U.S. government is gathering debt. More important, they fear this debt will mean the country will not be able to afford necessary borrowing in the future, in addition to the funds needed to service existing debt. Among the ranks of those in the concern camp are Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, J.P. Morgan Chase's Jamie Dimon, and many others, even like Larry Fink is sounding the alarm these days from BlackRock. Their outlook is evidenced by a March report from the Congressional Budget Office. The CBO estimates that by 2054, public debt will represent 166% of GDP, reaching $141 trillion. Currently, the nation's $34 trillion debt is approximately 99% of GDP, and according to the CBO, will steadily increase over the next 30 years. In the near term, the CBO expects debt as a percentage of GDP to exceed the record peak of the Second World War by 2029, which is right around the corner. That's coming quick. This mounting debt, the CBO writes, quote, would slow economic growth, push up interest rate payments to foreign holders of U.S. debt, and pose significant risks to the fiscal and economic outlook. It could also cause lawmakers to feel more constrained in their policy choices, you think?
Yeah.
How do you project strength, say, abroad? How do you have a strong defense if your debt service is more than the Pentagon budget, which it is today?
You don't, Joey. You don't.
How do you, somebody who's actually poor and needs some help, how do you fund that? How about all these seniors that have been forced to pay into your Ponzi scheme, to Social Security for generations, and the money's no longer there, or the money you give them has lost a lot of value? Some parts of this country, oh, we're going to give you $2,000 a month. Okay. In certain parts of this country, good luck living.
Yeah.
This is bonkers. And, you know, when I see that open letter we just read about Senator Britt, I'd imagine Katie understands is a problem. I would want to believe that somebody like Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer or even the worst of them would know this is a problem. My hope is, say, somebody of Senator Britt's age would see this is a problem I have to deal with. Somebody who's in their late 70s, 80s, maybe like, it's for you kids to figure out. But if you are of that age cohort, how irresponsible of you
Shame on you, all of you. Well, it's tough. Everybody's got, you know, we're all dependent, and well, we have to do something here.
A lot of people's opinion is because they